This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A recent survey by the American Alliance of Museums found that nearly half of all museum boards in the U.S. are all white. Since 1993, a Dutch nonprofit, United for Intercultural Action, has maintained a list of migrants and refugees who died attempting to enter Europe or while in detention there or awaiting asylum. As of the latest update, 8 months ago, the list has reached 34,361 documented deaths. New Jersey's governor and legislators agreed to a deal to raise minimum wages in that state to $15 by 2024. Three Democratic governors urged the Labor Department to clarify whether their states may give unemployment benefits to the roughly 450,000 federal employees who must report for work without pay during the government shutdown. Up to 95% of Africa's cultural heritage is held outside of Africa by major museums. France alone holds 90,000 sub-Saharan African objects in its museums. RCA Records dropped R. Kelly after a documentary underscored years of abuse claims, many with underage women. Half dozen states bar the use of a person's gender when assessing risk factors for car insurance. Medical research study found that for every three additional payments opioid companies made to doctors per 100,000 people in a county, overdose deaths involving prescription drugs increased by 18% a year later. 68,000 doctors received opioid-related marketing like fees or trips in a three-year period, they found. Women and minorities occupied 38.5% of board seats at Fortune 100 companies in 2018, according to a study by the Alliance for Board Diversity. For months, thousands of research scientists in India have staged protests at India's research institutes and universities and outside the Federal Science Ministry in Delhi over the low rate of their government stipends, which had been frozen for 4 years. They range from $356 per month to $400 per month. They plan to hold sit-ins and hunger strikes now and are demanding an 80% increase. The European Union has made it illegal for fishing ships to throw unwanted fish overboard because it is harming food stocks. Environmentalists are worried about cheating. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 and our labor union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement to our sister stations WDSV 91.9 FM in Greenville, Mississippi, and KABF 88.3 FM in Little Rock, Arkansas. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.